You're at WATJ, the Broadway Radio Hour. You just heard the overture from Urinetown, a show that's very near and dear to my heart. Coming up next is 9 to 5, and you've got possibilities from It's a Bird, It's a Plane, It's Superman, right here on the Broadway Radio Hour.
Better day, and we'll keep looking toward it, and we'll find that dream soon as we terrible necktie, the worst bearing, just unbearable. What to tackle first? Still, you've got possibilities, though you're horribly square. I see possibilities underneath. There's something there. Collar, pure Peoria, fat hat. Oh no, I'm not Queen Victoria. This suit has to go. Still, you've got possibilities. Let us give it a try. I see possibilities, maybe more than meets the eye. You'll be shy when I get through. Come on and roll, you tiger, you! Somewhere way down deep in you there's life. No doubt it's just been asleep in you. Let me bring it out. You've got possibilities, maybe even a lot. Red hot possibilities.
Girl, son of steel and daughter of air. He's a hero, a lover, a prince. She's not there. Superboy and the Invisible Girl. Everything a kid ought to be. He's immortal, forever alive. Then there's me. Far away from here. Superboy and the Invisible Girl. He's the one you wish would appear. He's your hero, forever your son. He's not here. I am here.
You know that's not true.
You're our little pride and joy, our perfect plan. As much as I can. Take a look at the Invisible Girl. Here she is, clear as the day. Please look closely and find her before she fades away.
Superboy and the Invisible Girl. Son of steel and daughter of air. He's a hero, a lover, a prince. She's not there. She's not there. She's not there. She's not there.
It won't be easy. You'll think it's strange when I try to explain how I feel. That I still need your love after all that I've done. You won't believe me. All you will see is a girl you once knew, although she's dressed up to the nines at sixes and sevens with you. I had to let it happen. I had to change. Couldn't stay all my life down at heel, looking out of the window, staying out of the sun. So I chose freedom, running around, trying everything new, but nothing impressed me at all. I never expected it to. Argentina, the truth is I never left you. All through my wild days, my mad existence, I kept my promise. Don't keep your distance. And as for fortune, and as for fame, I never invited them in. Though it seemed to the world they were all I desired. They are illusions, they are not the solutions they promised to be. And hope you love me. Don't cry for me, Argentina. I kept my promise. Don't keep your distance. Have I said too much? There's nothing more I can think of to say to you. But all you have to do is look at me to know that every word is true.
Nothing more. This or that, either or. Marry well, social world, businessman, clever girl. Or pin my future on a green glass love. What kind of life am I dreaming of? I say, gimme, gimme. Gimme, gimme. Gimme, gimme. That thing called love. I want it. Gimme, gimme. That thing called love. I need it. Highs and lows, tears and laughter. Gimme happy ever after. Gimme, gimme.
Heard Gimme Gimme from Thoroughly Modern Millie. Before that was Don't Cry For Me Argentina by Patti LuPone from Evita. Coming up next is Sugar Daddy from Hedwig and the Angry Inch, Together from Gypsy, and Tony nominee Jen Colella singing Me in the Sky from Come From Away here on the Broadway Radio Hour.
I got a sweet tooth for licorice drops and jelly roll. Hey sugar daddy, Hansel needs some sugar in his bowl. I lay out fine china on the linen and polish up the chrome. If you got some sugar for me, sugar daddy, bring it home. Black strap molasses, you're my orange blossom honey bear.
Sugar daddy, sugar daddy.
Bring me Versace blue jeans, black designer underwear.
Sugar daddy, sugar daddy.
We'll dress up like the disco dancing jet set in Milan and Rome. If you got some sugar for me, sugar daddy, bring it home.
Shopping, it's something to be seen. Oh, Luther, darling, heaven knows I've never put on women's clothes. Except for once my mother's camisole.
So you think only a woman can truly love a man? Well, you buy me the dress, I'll be more woman than a man that you can stand. On a chocolate clamshell rise, and I'll see a marshmallow foam. And if you got some sugar for me, sugar daddy, bring it home. It's a tradition to control, like Eric Honecker and Helen Cole, from the Ukraine to the Rhone. Oh yeah, sweet home over our last. Lord, I'm coming home.
parents must have thought they had a crazy kid, 'cause I was one of those kids who always knew what I wanted. They took me down to the airport to see all the planes depart, and watching them fly, something inside of me was starting. I was 8 when I told them that I'd be a pilot. I was too young and too short, and there were no female captains. And my dad said, be patient, he said, just see what happens. But I took my first lesson, came down from the sky, and told my father I'd fly for the rest of my life. And I got my first job flying for a mortician in a tiny bonanza, just a corpse and me. $5 an hour for flying dead bodies. I had to climb over their faces just to get to my seat. Then
All right, my subjects, your attention, please. Listen up, this is how it's gonna go. We're gonna gather up every good girl we know. We'll get better call till we get better go. And show these hoes how to put on a show.
We need the very best boys we can find.
They gotta be strong and they gotta
gotta be fine. Do what you gotta do, wine and dine. But keep this in mind. Imagine the night, imagine the people. Imagine us in the middle of a crowd. Imagine the fame, imagine the fortune.
It's all happening.
Imagine the life and all the changes. Imagine making this neighborhood proud.
And then screaming our names out loud.
It's all happening.
This is how it's gonna be. We'll qualify in finals and shine on TV. And we are gonna need a new routine. We need some new dudes on a new team.
We need the very best boys we can find.
It's gonna be hard and it's gonna take time.
But if we stay on our grind,
the world is gonna watch us shine.
Hell no. That is for girls.
Cheerleading, you say? Okay, so women who wouldn't give me the time of day, I'll start in a squad and they want me to play. And if I play, I'll be famous. Give me a hard one, these are no-brainers. I don't know what these other brothers are thinking. They must have been drinking, get it and let it sink in. What are y'all scared? Y'all think cheering is feminine? Then I'm a feminist swimming in women, gentlemen. Consider it, it's a little different, isn't it? You're thinking it's limited, give it a minute, envision it. Dead in the middle of 70 women on television. Every little bit of precision is magnificent.
Imagine the girls,
what?
Imagine the action.
The only boy in the middle of the crew.
Yes.
Imagine the locker rooms after practices.
It's all happening.
The swings and the twirls, the world's reaction.
When they see what Jackson can do.
Fellas, are you feeling my point of view?
It's all happening.
Paparazzi always coming round our door. And it doesn't matter what we're famous for. Everything we get is gonna be top door.
And already
FDR was a cheerleader. Paula Abdul was a cheerleader.
Soon the world will know what our name is.
Soon you'll be a cheerleader.
Yes, already.
Yo, Madonna was a cheerleader.
Soon
be famous. Yo, I don't wanna be a cheerleader.
Soon the world will know our name.
Michael Jordan was a cheerleader.
Stop lying.
Michael Jordan was a member of the Laney High School cheerleading squad for 2 years before joining the junior varsity basketball team. I'm reading this from Wikipedia.
So it has to be true.
Picture me wearing a 2-3, like Jordan wore when he dunked from the free throw line. A legend in his own time, but I'm just a legend in my own mind. Give me the ball and fall back, I got this. Driving the lane, I'm insane with the hotness. Yes, I'll take it, I'll rip it, I'll flip it. I'm whipping it around, double dribbling without Scottie Pippen. And now for something different, y'all found this competition. And now you wanna go buck wild on television. Wow, I'll admit it's not how I envisioned it, but I'll stick with it if y'all stay sizzling hot. Pop it lock till we bop to the top. Ladies, bring it on if you love hip-hop. And me, I'll grab you when you flip and drop. Tell Jordan I'm coming for a spot.
Imagine the lights, imagine the people.
Imagine
us in the middle of the crowd.
Imagine
the fame, imagine the fortune.
Yeah,
it's all happening.
Imagine the life and all of the changes.
Imagine making this neighborhood proud.
And they're screaming our names out loud.
It's all happening.
And the truth is, we can do this.
It's all happening.
If we start right now and pursue this,
it's all happening.
So let's go, put the whole world on notice.
visit his in the coming days. I watch my friend in her strange, unnatural state. Don't let her out of my sight. She trails off, stares at nothing, laughs at random, and the letters come. She waits by the window, and I listen at the door, until one day I see by the sad look on her face, there's a dreadful plan in her heart. Is it all on me? Is it all on me? Oh, I will stand in the dark for you. I will hold you back by force. I will stand here right outside.
It's All Happening from Bring It On, followed by Sonia Alone from Natasha Pierre and The Great Comet of 1812. I love Britton Ashford in that role. She is such a powerhouse. So coming up next is her singing Any Kind of Dead Person from Ghost Quartet here on the Broadway Radio Hour.
If you could be a bird, what kind of bird would you be?
A robin.
If you could be a cat, what kind of cat would you be?
A lion.
And if you could be a part of breakfast, what part of breakfast would you be?
The piece of toast.
And if you could be a dead guy, what kind of dead guy would you be?
Be a ghost. be a ghoul, cause I respect myself. Don't wanna be some ashes in a coffee can on the shelf. Don't wanna be a wraith, I could never be that strong. No, I just wanna be a ghost and go ooh, ooh, ooh all night long. Be a poltergeist, cause I'm no movie star. Don't wanna be a lich, I'm not even sure what they are. Don't wanna be just a brain in a jar in a lab in South Hong Kong. No, I just wanna be a ghost and go ooh, ooh, ooh all night long. Don't wanna be a mummy, I admit it, I'm an ageist. Don't wanna be a white walker, that's some of the fella's song. No, I just wanna be a ghost and go ooh, ooh, ooh all night long.
We go out in the evening, we catch a movie, dinner too. We hang out with our buddies, the way two good friends do. We say goodnight, and that's all right, if that's all right with you. Friendship's where this ends, cause we're just friends.
Also make out.
Friends are like an old shirt that always makes you smile.
It makes you feel all fuzzy inside, but it gets dirty once in a while.
A friend does to you what you do unto them, like Jesus recommends.
And we want to be good boys and girls, so that's why we're just friends with benefits.
We each do our own thing, cause we're not dating, and that's fine.
But every couple of evenings, our things will intertwine.
If you're friends, I guess,
a little caress,
or conolingus doesn't cross the line.
No! Friendship's where this ends, cause we're just friends. Who use chocolate syrup on each other in ways you never thought of before.
Sure.
We'll be honest when we're in the bedroom.
I'll tell you if you're too fast or too slow.
Thank you. People say this way doesn't work, but I know that's not so. If I suck, I wanna know. We will keep this
our little secret.
Why explain what can't be explained? We don't need a defense, cause this all makes perfect sense. In fact, it'd be stranger if we abstained. We won't let this get weird. I'll stand hard.
I'll stay resolved.
I won't take you for granted.
I won't get emotionally involved.
I have lots of friendships, but there's one transcends all the ones in which I don't get laid. And that's why we're just friends with benefits. And that's why we're just friends
who see each other naked.
La 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 la. And that's why we're just friends, just friends, just friends, just friends.
I was out in the yard, taking down the bed sheets.
When my neighbor yelled across,
"The president's been shot."
I remember where I was, just exactly where I was, in the yard out back.
"The president's been shot."
I was getting me a shoe shine,
folding sheets,
when I heard
we were waiting for a carriage.
Newsboys,
suddenly they're shouting in the street,
"Lizzie's sheet.
The president's been shot."
I'll remember it forever.
And I thought,
where I was, what I was doing.
Something just broke.
The president's been shot.
My God. I was up near the ridge, plowing.
We were working at the plant.
I was halfway through correcting the exams.
When my wife,
it was Mike,
she comes tearing across the field.
Mike the foreman,
in runs Billy.
I mean, he was crying.
He was crying.
She was crying.
I'll remember it forever.
And I thought,
the president's been shot.
You know what? There are presidents who aren't worth a lot.
I kept thinking,
there's the kind that gets elected then forgot.
Mr. Garfield,
Mr. Lincoln,
he's a hack.
Bill McKinley,
he's a giant,
he's a joke.
Still, something just broke.
The president is rallying. The president is sinking. The president is dead.
Was down at the exchange.
Something just made a little dent.
I'd been shopping.
I'd been sick.
Something just broke.
All I know, it was a Friday.
Only for a moment.
I remember it exactly.
Something got bent.
I'm taking the order.
Something just left a little mark.
I was getting dressed.
Two potato soups.
Something just went a little dark. Something just went.
And I wondered,
I was scared of
what would follow.
Something to be mended.
Made me wonder who we are.
Something we'll have to weather.
He was seeing all those
bringing
torches.
Us all together.
He was me.
He was
us.
Only
for a moment.
I'll remember it forever.
The world really ended.
Where I was,
what I was doing.
Only just been suspended.
Like a flash.
Cause something just stirred.
And I thought
to myself,
and I thought, just woke.
And I thought,
I kept thinking, something just spoke. Something I wish I hadn't heard. Something bewildering occurred.
Fix it up fast, please, till it's just smoke.
Till it's only something just passed. Nothing that will last.
Where I was, what I was doing.
Nothing but the moment.
Just an awful moment.
But something just.
That was Something Just Broke from Assassins. Won Young, I hope your Sondheim craving is satisfied. Before that, you heard We're Just Friends from I Love You Because. We're almost at the end of our hour, so here's a fan favorite, Candy Store from Heathers, followed by Keep It Gay from the Producers. Thank you for listening to WATJ, the Broadway Radio Hour.
Are we gonna have a problem? You got a bone to pick? You've come so far, why now are you pulling on my dick? I'd normally slap your face off, and everyone here could watch. But I'm feeling nice, here's some advice, listen up, biatch!
Looking hot, buying stuff they cannot.
I like
drinking hard, maxing dad's credit card.
I like
skipping gym, scaring her, screwing him.
I like
killer clothes,
kicking nerds in the nose.
If you lack the balls, you can go play dolls. Let your mommy fix you a snack.
Whoa!
Or you could come smoke, pound some rum and coke in my Porsche with the quarterback.
Whoa! Whoa! Whoa!
Honey, what you waiting? Goodbye to Shamu.
That freak's
not your friend, I can tell in the end.
If she
had your shot,
she would leave you to rot.
Of course, if you don't care, fine, go braid her hair.
candy store.
You can join the team,
or you can bitch and moan.
You can live the dream,
or you can die alone.
You can fly with eagles,
or if you prefer,
keep on testing me
and end up like her.
Veronica, look, Ram invited me to his homecoming party. This proves he's been thinking about me.
Color me stoked.
I'm so happy.
Ooh, oh, oh, honey, what you're waiting for?
Shut up, Heather! Step into my candy store.
Oh, you're not a rehab anymore. But step into my candy store.
It's my candy store. It's my candy. It's my candy store. It's my candy. It's my candy store.
Did you get a chance yet to read Springtime for Hitler?
Read it? I devoured it. And I find it remarkable.
Remarkable! Then you'll do it.
Do it? Of course not. It's not my kind of thing. I mean,
Max, please. World War II? Ooh, too dark. Too depressing.
The theater's so obsessed with dramas so depressed.
It's hard to sell a ticket on Broadway. Show should be more pretty. Show should be more witty. Show should be more...
What's the word?
Gay?
Exactly.
No matter what you do on the stage, keep it light, keep it bright, keep it gay. Whether it's murder, mayhem, or rage, don't complain, it's a pain, keep it gay.
People want laughter when they see a show. The last thing they're after's a litany of woe.
A happy ending will pep up your play.
Oedipus won't bomb
if he winds up with mom.
Keep it gay.
Keep it gay. Keep it gay.
Couldn't agree more, and you have our blessings, Roger, to make Springtime for Hitler just as gay as anyone could possibly want. So come on, do it for us, please.
I'm sorry, Max. It's simply not my cup of tea.
Still, fair is fair. Perhaps I should ask my production team what they think.
Your production team? Who are they?
You'll see. They all live here.
Guys! Come say hello to me out of stock in blue!
This is my set design. Brian.
Keep it mad! Keep it glad! Keep it gay!
Here's my costume designer, Kevin.
Hello! Keep it happy, keep it snappy, keep it gay.
We're clever, creative, it's our job to see that everything's perfect for Mr. Debris.
Scott, my choreographer.
Hi there!
And finally, last and least, my lighting designer, Shirley Markowitz.
Keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay.
Now they all just read Springtime. What did you think of it, fellas?
It needs glamour.
And glitz.
It needs sequins.
And tits.
Roger, I think that Springtime for Hitler would be a marvelous opportunity for you. I mean, up to now, you've always been associated with, dare I say it, frivolous musicals.
You're right. I've often felt as though I've been throwing my life away on silly entertainments. Don't be showgirls and gooey gals. It's enough to make you heave. Nonetheless, I'm sorry, Max. I just couldn't do Springtime for Hitler.
Why not? Think of the respect.
No.
Think of the prestige.
No, no, no.
Think of the Tony.
Tony, 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 Tony.
What's the matter?
Oh, is he all right? He's having a stroke.
What? I'm genius!
See it at last. The chance to do something important.
Roger Debris presents history.
Of course, that whole second act has to be rewritten. They're losing the war, excuse me. That's too downbeat.
Roger Debris presents history. But maybe.
Ooh, it's a wild idea, but it just might work.
I see a line of beautiful girls dressed as stormtroopers, each one a gem, with leather boots and
whips on their hips. It's risque, dare I say, S&M!
Love it!
I see German soldiers dancing through France, played by chorus boys in very tight pants. And wait, there's more! They win the war on the dances they do. We'll be daring anew. Turn, turn, kick, turn, 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 kick, turn. One, two, three, kick, turn. Keep it sassy, keep it classy, keep it...
And it's brilliant, brilliant! I speak for Mr. Bloom and myself, Roger, when I say that you are the only man in the world who could do justice to springtime for Hitler. Will you do it, please?
Please!
Wait a minute. This is a very big decision. It might affect the course of my entire life. I shall have to think about it.
No!
I'll do it.
Oh.
I'll do it! Champagne!
Ah! At the end, you welcome to cheer. Keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay. Whether it's Hamlet, Othello, or Lear, keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay.
Harmony's joyous, a constant delight. Dramas annoy us and ruin our night.
So keep your Strindbergs and Ibsens at bay.
I'll
sign
Roger Elizabeth Debris.
Keep it.